the country station, Goober 95.1. Good morning and welcome to the Get the Scoop radio show. This is Chris Schalk. I'm Barron County's Extension Agent for Agriculture. And with me, as always, is Warren County's Extension Agent for Horticulture, Miss Kristen Hildebrand. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning, Chris.
How was the state fair?
I was going to say, I always enjoy it once I get there, but it's always just so much fun trying to get ready to get there. But I enjoyed it.
Did you have some ice cream?
I did.
Okay.
Banana and chocolate.
I knew that.
I always go to this one vendor.
I know, the banana.
Because I can always get Cheney's ice cream here, and there's always just one vendor that I have to visit.
I understand. My first hitch back from the state fair, we had a great dairy show, and now headed back for the beef show this week.
Yeah, so you're still going strong.
Going strong. Living off of corn dogs and
I'd be eating
funnel cakes. No, I'm just joking.
I was going to say, I'd have to have ice cream every single day if I had your kind of schedule.
Oh, well, we're winding up August. We're in the last full week of August.
Yeah,
and
hard to believe.
It is hard to believe, but you've got some gardening activities that we might need to think about here as we wind up August.
Yeah, so a couple of things that I try to want to hit on because, you know, August is really, really hot. September can even be hot, especially the first part of September. And, you know, hopefully it starts to cool off eventually. But it's really a hot time of year. And so a lot of times with that hot season, the weeds are going strong. It seems like disease is an issue. And so we're battling a lot of those things. Even insect pressure is one of the things that we're battling as well. So one of the things I do want to mention, and Chris and I have talked about this kind of on and off throughout the seasons on Get the Scoop, if you're an avid listener, is that it's really important to take note of a lot of these things now and include it in a garden journal. And we were talking off the air with a particular matter, and we see a lot of anthracnose on several different crops. So we see it on trees, we see it with vegetables, it can happen in flowers. So there's just a lot of crops that can affect. And once you have that issue, it's good to include that information in a binder so that way when it does happen, you can refer back to that information and know how to take care of it. So generally, those things are really good to kind of write down. I like to keep it month by month so that way that you can say, okay, I did have some, because of the hot, dry, humid weather, this is something that we ran into, and see if that condition will be repeated in the future years to come. And it's just a great way to grow in that process, especially knowing how to take care of it for the future. So keep that in mind, especially when you go throughout this month of August, to take note of these things and include it. And, you know, your local cooperative extension service is a great resource for helping you identify different diseases and knowing how to handle it. And, you know, sometimes it's too late in the season if it's already happened right now, but there are things that you can do in the future again to help keep it from coming back. So just keep that in mind and use that garden journal resource to help you plan for the future. Now, one of the other things I do want to mention is that we've still got some warm season crops out there. So it seems like my tomatoes are growing strong. It seems like they love the heat. So I'm picking a lot of cherry type tomatoes right now because those seem to be really going strong. So make sure that when you harvest, try to harvest out there in the morning as much as possible. And be careful when you do harvest because you want to take some care and try not to cause any injury to those plants when you're removing it from the stems of the plants themselves. And then as soon as you pick, go inside and, take it out of the heat so that way it can get stored up with all the goodness. And then, a couple of things that we do want to talk about is the soil. So soil right now is really important, especially for if you plan on doing a fall garden harvest, and we talked about this a little bit last week, but fall soil testing is really a good time of year to take some soil samples from your garden. You can also do it from other areas around your home, but go ahead and take that and analyze it and see exactly what nutrients that you need, so that way that you can have a good gardening season. So Chris, that's kind of a nutshell some of the August gardening activities going on. You know, if you have any other questions, you can always contact your local extension office.
All right, Kristen, that is great stuff. And as we wind up August and kind of get that garden ready to make that transition into fall.
That's right.
Well, folks, we invite you back each and every weekday morning at 5 a.m. for more Get the Scoop, brought to you by our good friends down at Hobdy Dye and Reed. And over at Farmers Regional Livestock Market, get your scoop right here on Goober 95.1.